me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Nachum. Nachum was a Tana. He lived many years ago in Eretz Yisrael. He was actually a teacher of Rabbi Akiva. Nachum was well known for always looking for the good. Whatever happened, he would say, "I believe in Hashem. This is for the best. Gam zu l'tovah. This is for tova. This is for good." And because Nachum lived his life in this way, always looking for the good and stating his faith and belief in Hashem that everything would turn out well, people started calling Nachum, Nachum Ish Gamzu. Like the Gamzu man, the Gamzu Litova man, the man who always says that everything is for the good. The Romans were ruling Israel at the time that Nachum Ish Gamzu lived. And the Jews got word that the emperor in Rome was about to create a law that was going to make life really hard for them in Israel. And so they were thinking, what can we do? How can we try to help this situation? And then a few people came up with an idea. What if we send a very beautiful gift to the emperor? And when he receives this gift, maybe it'll soften him a little bit. And he won't put this evil decree on us that will make life so hard. Wow, that's a great idea. What should we send? Let's send a treasure box filled with jewels and pearls and things that will be so precious and beautiful to the king. Great. Now, who will be the person to deliver this gift? And everybody said, oh, no question. Nachum Ish Gamzu. He's such a special person. Hashem makes miracles for him. He'll get along so well with the emperor and present it in such a nice way. And he'll have the strength and the belief, because Nachum always says, Gamzu Litova. Everything will turn out for the good. And so Nachum headed out from Israel, and he was on his way to Rome. That's a long trip. Can't do that in one day. Nachum stopped at an inn to sleep over on the way. And he kept this box, this treasure box, next to his bed when he was sleeping. And in the middle of the night, there were two thieves at this inn, at this motel, that quietly came in to Nachum's room, opened up the treasure box, and stole all of the stones and all of the jewels and all of the pearls for themselves. But they knew that if the box was empty, Nachum would know that they stole from it. So they took sand and they filled the whole box with sand to add weight. They closed the box and left the room. And Nachum didn't know anything happened. And so he woke up in the morning and continued his journey to Rome. When Nachum got to the palace of the emperor, he had his box ready. And he stood before the emperor and in the most respectful way said, "I am representing the Jewish people. I have a special gift for you." And the emperor said, "A gift? Why, thank you." And the emperor opened up the box. And his eyes went, boing! What? Sand? You have sent me a box filled with sand? That's what they sent? That's what you brought? You brought me sand? trying to make a mockery out of me? Is this a big joke? To prison you go. He had a lot of belief in Hashem. A lot of emunah. And when Nachum Ish Gamzu was in prison, he said, Gamzu Letova. Everything is going to turn out well. This too is for the best. Nachum was a big tzaddik. As the emperor was about to go to sleep, a servant came to speak to him. This servant was Eliyahu Hanavi, being sent on a special mission by Hashem, dressed like a servant. And the servant came forward and said, "Hello, Emperor. I just wanted to check in on you before you go to sleep." "Oh, I'm so aggravated. I don't even know how I'm going to go to sleep tonight. Can you believe it? I was given a gift of sand by this man, Nachum, who came to deliver it. Oh, I'm furious." And the servant said to the king, "You know, when Abraham, fought against the kings, he had special sand that was able to turn into swords and weapons and help wipe out the enemies. If they sent you sand as a gift, it must be that it's extraordinary sand with special power." Said the emperor, "I never thought of that. Do you really think so?" "Why don't you give it a try?" said the servant. "You have nothing to lose." And the emperor thought, "Wow, that's actually quite an exciting idea, because we're actually fighting on a certain front right now, and my soldiers aren't doing too well. As soon as I wake up in the morning tomorrow, I'm going to try. Thank you so much." And the emperor excitedly went to sleep and slept quite peacefully at the prospect that maybe there was something happening here that could help him. Maybe it wasn't just sand after all. And so in the morning, the emperor called one of his commanders from the army. And he said, "I want you to take this sand and I want you to give it to the soldiers. And I want them to throw it toward the enemy and let's see what happens." And Hashem made a miracle. And the sand became swords and weapons. And his soldiers did magnificently and won the battle. Emperor asked his guards to bring Nachum out of prison. And the king said, "Hello, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for that magic sand, thank you. Please, I am going to fill this box now with tons of jewels and precious stones for you to bring back to Israel, to the Jewish people. And please let them know that edict that I was about to proclaim, that new law, that won't be happening. They have nothing to worry about." "Thank you so much," Nachum said. And of course, Nachum thanked Hashem for that miracle. Gamzu Litova. But Nachum still had to get all the way back to Israel. And so he stopped at the same exact inn that he had stopped at on the way down. And when he got to the inn, those thieves that like to hang out around that inn, they were there and they were at the entrance and they recognized Nachum. Oh, yes, they did, when they saw his box. And they said, "How was your trip?" And he said, "Thank God, my trip was good." And they said, well, what did you bring to the king? What was in that box?" And he said, "Oh, I brought exactly what was in it when I left this inn." And those thieves were thinking to themselves, "What? Exactly what was in it? You didn't get in trouble?" And they asked him, did the king like what you brought for him?" And he said, "Yes, very, very much." And so these two thieves said, "Oh, wow, we have a new idea. We have a plan. We are going to fill a treasure box with sand, and we're going to go to the emperor, and he's going to love us, and he's going to give us jewels, and he's going to be so happy." because that's what just happened with him. And so Nachum went to sleep, and these thieves got right to work. They started collecting sand. They didn't bother with Nachum's treasure box anymore. Nachum woke up the next morning and continued back to Eretz Yisrael, and the thieves went to Rome with a box of sand. And they brought it to the emperor, and he opened it up, and he's like, what's going on? They're like, oh, we heard you really like this. And their sand did nothing. And the emperor was not very pleased with them and said, are you jokesters? I've got to throw you into prison. This is ridiculous. I don't want sand from you. Gamzu Litova. Nachum Ish Gamzu didn't just look at each detail along the way. He had the big picture in mind and knew that everything would work out for the best. In this week's Parsha, there are lots of twists and turns and challenges. Yosef is called out of prison. He interprets, with Hashem's help, Paro's dreams. Yosef's brothers come down to Mitzrayim. They don't recognize Yosef, but Yosef recognizes them. And the story is looking pretty grim, pretty rough. But if we take the perspective of Nachum Ish Gamzu and of Yosef HaTzadik, then we remind ourselves, look at the big, big picture. Right now, things are looking pretty rough in this story of Yosef and his brothers. But in the end, Gamzu Litova. And we'll learn more about that in next week's Parsha. In the meanwhile, let's all do our best to go through our days and to see the events that happen in our lives in perspective with the thought of Gamzu Litova. This too will be, can be for the good. Shabbat Shalom.